don't hear their prayer, don't eat out of their hand. Ghosts don't die.
Afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the third episode of DJ Dialogues. I'm DJ Aura, and our special guest today is...
Hello.
What?
I'm Micah.
What? What?
Oh my god! Vine boom, crouch here.
I almost did like the vine fart sound.
Oh my god!
it echoed. But before we get into this episode, I'd like to share a disclaimer. The following views presented in this half hour do not reflect the views of KUVS, its sponsors, or University of California. Welcome to the show.
I'm so excited. I'm wearing my suit and tie. I lied. I'm not wearing a suit and tie. I'm not wearing a suit and tie. Mentally, I am wearing a suit and tie, though.
For this formal interview.
Yeah. Let me fix my tie.
Let me adjust. Okay, so... You are Micah. It feels weird calling you Micah. Anyway.
I know. I knew you before you knew my DJ name. Like, yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people in the station don't really even know my DJ name. Yeah. I feel like most of them know me by my nicknames.
Yeah. Can I say that on air?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, wait.
It's not my real name. People are always like, sometimes they'll like say my nicknames on air and they're like, oh my god. But it's not my real name, so I feel like it doesn't really matter. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
You have Teddy, Lalette.
Yeah, everybody calls me Teddy or Law, mm-hmm. And so I feel like people forget what my, or, like, don't really know what my DJ name is.
Exactly. But, you're here on the show.
It's true.
So, to those who don't know, would you like to introduce yourself and the current shows that you have
oh,
right
gosh.
Now?
Oh, gosh. Okay. like I said, I'm Micah. Everybody at the station knows me as Teddy or Law, though. A lot of people actually think Law is my DJ name, but that's not true. It's Micah.
Real ones know.
Yeah, real ones know. I chose Micah. Can I explain? Or
yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if this was going to be a question or not later on. I should save it. But no, I chose Micah as my DJ name because it's my favorite mineral. Mm. It's an awesome mineral. If you'd like, search up Micah. It's very pretty. They put Micah powder on a lot of things to make it like shiny and stuff like that.
It's like safe for,
I think,
like,
it's also
eyeshadow.
It's like also using cosmetics. It's really cool. It's mm-hmm. super brittle. And I have a lot of Micah in my room.
Wow.
But yeah, I love Micah. Super awesome name. What else? I don't even know what else to say. My shows?
Yeah.
I have so... I'll do only my current ones, because at this station, like, I've had, like, so many shows over the, like,
current,
the course of me being here.
As if this quarter.
Okay, my main show that I've had since, like, forever is Mango Street Cafe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's every single Thursday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And the show was originally supposed to be an international show, just, like, in general. And then it became, like, a Latin American show. And then it just became me only playing Brazilian music mm-hmm. every week. So it's, like, officially a Brazilian show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Book It, which is a super fun show that I started with DJ Drainfield, who's no longer here. They're still alive. they just moved to a different city. And every single, like, week, or... Well, the show's bi-weekly now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep saying we, but we review a different book. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's political theory. Sometimes it's fiction or poems. I don't know. It just depends on the week. Like, this quarter, I'm only reviewing books by women.
Period.
So we read, like, Angela Davis, some other famous authors. Another show that I've had for a while is Karaoke Caravan. I feel like this is a really I don't want to call it famous because it's my show, but I feel like it's kind of well-known in the station. Mm-hmm. It's because... On the show, we literally just do karaoke. It's just a karaoke show. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's not just me and my co-host, DJ Spidey. It's like people, like different DJs will come and show up and do their own songs.
Aww.
Like all the time. So it's really, even volunteers, people who, who have shadowed my show will go on. It's kind of just open to whoever wants to do it. So I think it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm forgetting another one, aren't I? Oh, The Last Yapper. This is a new one for this quarter. That's a show I have with Stargirl, DJ, and DJ Vera on Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. It's kind of a silly show. It's literally just like us yapping. And it's called The Last Yapper because this is Stargirl's like last quarter being in Davis before she transfers to a different school.
R.I.P.
Yeah, rest in peace. So it's a play on The Last Supper. Because we were talking about calling it The Last Supper, but then The Last Yapper, which just sounded funnier, so it's The Last Yapper.
Wasn't it during the summer called something else?
Oh, so during the summer, it was technically the same, like us three, but it was called Phone a Friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's because me and Stargirl were still here in Davis over the summer, but DJ Vera went back to home to SoCal. And so every Friday, like, we would just call her on the phone and put her on the air and, like, talk to her. It was only a 30-minute show, but we went for a one-hour show because, like, sometimes yapping is just, like, you get lost in the sauce. Like, even now, our one-hour shows, like, sometimes, like, we go a little over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about this show. This show is, like, I wanted a longer slot, but it didn't work with my schedule.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, like, so many, like, especially, like, the Jimmy Smiles episode. I was like, man, I wish I could just, like, stay here for another 30 minutes. But I remember I had, like, a midterm right after the show.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I wish I could stay and talk, but I gotta go.
Yeah. But no, I yap a lot on that show.
Period.
Yeah, I think those are the only four I have this quarter. And I've had so many shows, but mm-hmm. there's too many to talk about.
I might bring up one, but that's for later.
Okay, awesome.
But I just wanted to get into, since you've been here for so long, you mentioned since your freshman year of 2022.
It's true.
And I just wanted to ask, how did you discover KDS?
Oh, okay. I'm going to be honest. I don't even really remember. Because my freshman year was, I feel like freshman year is always a little crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
A blur.
Yeah. I'm from like really far away. Like my family's from Texas and then I lived in SoCal. So like I don't know, like being here was a little crazy my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It was COVID area too. Right?
Yeah. Also it was COVID era. Like it was even crazier. And I was doing, like, my freshman year, I was doing a lot of things all the time. Like, I was always hanging out with people. Like, it was really crazy. Like, I had a crazy schedule going on. But all I really remember is, like, I can't remember exactly how I found out about KDVS. I just remember me and my old co-host, actually my first co-host, DJ Ethereal, who doesn't have a show, like, this quarter.
R.I.P., bro.
Yeah, hasn't had a show for a while. We were talking about doing it together. And so... I don't remember how we found, like, I honestly don't remember how either of us found out. We just mm-hmm. decided to go together and coordinate, mm-hmm. Like, what times to go. Like, we went to every seminar together. But, yeah, I honestly don't remember exactly how I found out. I just remember showing up and going to the seminars. Sorry, there's a lot of people in the
so
station,
many
so I keep turning around. Yeah,
right
I keep
now,
turning
that's
around.
Why. That's why.
But, yeah.
Wow, so beautiful.
Shout out DJ Ethereal.
Wow, I was gonna bring up DJ Theory in a second.
I honestly wouldn't have become a DJ if it wasn't for her. Like,
because
when I first joined, like neither of us knew anybody at the station.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like back then the station, this is not to hate on it, had a different vibe than it does now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little, like, I think this is public knowledge. It was a little like kind of gatekeepy or like clicky back when I joined, back in my days. So, like, honestly, like, I didn't really know anybody. The only person I was really hanging out with was DJ Ethereal. And honestly, the only reason I feel like we both finished it was because, like, we already had co-hosts each other. You know what I mean? Like, we would only go to KDVS events together. So it was, like, a whole thing. But, yeah, shout out my goat.
Period. This is, like, another, like, that. This next question goes, like, hand in hand with that question. But what made you want to join KDVS?
I think I wanted to join just because I feel like I really... This is going to be, like, such a basic answer. I just really liked music. I didn't have, like, a crazy reason for joining. I just, like, really liked music. And I was, like, trying to find a club to join in college. Growing up, like, I listened to a lot of music all the time, you know, like... And not, like, a normal amount. I feel like I was a little crazy with it. Like, I was listening to music, like, 24-7 all the time, headphones on. Mm. I also played, like, a lot of instruments growing up. And my family was, like... I feel like my family's super, like, music-heavy. Like, my grandpa plays the drums. So does my dad and my brother. Like, everybody plays instruments. Like, my brother is a crazy, like, low-key, like, musical prodigy, bro. Like, he plays every instrument known to man.
One-man band.
Yeah, no, literally. Yeah, so growing up, I don't know, I just really, really liked music, like, a weird amount. Mm. And so I was like, wow, like, this radio station sounds awesome.
Period.
But yeah.
But
there's no other cool reason.
You know what? I everyone else has said like just like really not extravagant, but like really like long answers, and I like how like just simple it is. Yeah. I like music.
Yeah, I feel like a majority of people join KDVS because of that. They just like music. Like, and I feel like you don't really have to have a big reason to join anything as long as you like something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Period. Speaking of DJ Ethereal, you've had a lot of shows in your past. But your first show was actually not Mango Street Cafe. Would you like to talk about your first ever show here in KDVS?
Yes, oh my god. My first show ever was called Radio House. From 4 to 6 a.m. every single Sunday. What a treacherous time to have a show, because Saturday night, you know, you're having fun, you're partying. Mm-hmm. You can't go to bed because you have a show at 4 a.m. So every Sunday was kind of torturous. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really fun being there in the moment, but, like, leading up to it, it was always like, oh my god. It was also my... Yeah, it was also, like, my first... Because I joined my freshman year, but I didn't have my first show until my like sophomore year, like the beginning of my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to go to Texas during the summer because I was a freshman, you know. But what was I gonna say? Yeah, so it was like my first year living off of campus by myself, and I didn't have a car or anything, so I was biking like every single like at 3 a.m. by myself, because me and DJ Ethereal lived in completely different parts of Davis.
Oh.
So we would bike and meet at the station together. So it was kind of like a nerve-wracking, I guess you could say, or not nerve-wracking, but it was just like, it was so torturous, like genuinely, like by the end of it, I was so done. But no, the show was really fun. It was a super eclectic show though. Like, there was really no rhyme or reason to anything. Like, me, DJ Ethereal like a lot of the same music, but we play completely different music on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would play a lot of like Hawaiian or Brazilian music. And then DJ Ethereal would play, like, a lot of metal. And so a lot of our shows would, like, clash really badly. But, like, I think it was
we
fun.
We made it work.
Yeah, you know, it was 4 to 6 a.m. Like, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. But, no, that's actually where I got the idea to do my Mango Street Cafe. Because, like,
ooh,
as the weeks went on, I was like, I kind of only want to play Brazilian music. And that's what I kind of started doing on Radio House.
Mm-hmm.
We also had really weird themes all the time. It was so fun. But yeah, no, I was like, I just want to play Brazilian music, and I told DJ Ethereal that, and then that's how Mango Street Cafe was started, and I got my own show.
Wow, it was born.
Crazy. Yeah.
Because a lot of people think Mango Street Cafe was first.
No. I did have it my second quarter being a DJ, so.
Your first solo show.
Yeah, I've had it for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. Was it always the same slot, or?
Okay, so it's always been on Thursdays. I refuse to do any day other than Thursday. But it used to be from 10:30 to 12 for like a quarter, and then every single quarter after has been the same exact time slot.
Mm-hmm.
3 to 4:30 p.m. on Thursdays.
Mm.
I alternated like once or twice, but that was kind of it. Like, it's been the same time slot.
Wow.
Which I'm thankful for. I love that time slot.
Period. Something that I feel like some people may not know, maybe they're new or not, but you've been core staff for a couple years, 2 years now. Can you, like, share your experiences on that?
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I was core staff last year, and I was one of the programming directors, along with DJ Drainfield, my goat. And then this year, I'm the assistant general manager.
Mm-hmm. Our AGM, our goats.
It's true. But I don't know. Core staff is really interesting because you kind of, like, I'll talk about, like, programming more because, you know, I feel like programming has affected me way more than AGM has, just because it's, like, the beginning of the year still.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. For programming is kind of a crazy job at the station, because you're doing a crazy amount of work all the time. And I don't think a lot of people know that or really know what programming does. And even, I feel like a lot of core staff members, like, probably don't realize how much work programming, like, a programming director is doing. Like, last year, me and DJ Drainfield would put up crazy hours every week. Like, I was in the station, like, 24-7.
I remember.
Yeah, because, like, one part of the job is, like, you have to sub shows. Like, if people don't, like, no show or whatever, it, like, becomes your job. So we were constantly, like, here all the time, like, at terrible hours, because people would no show or there's an emergency. And then another thing you have to do is, like, kind of fill up the schedule grid. So that's why I've had so many shows, is because, like, if there's an empty slot and literally nobody will take it, part of your job, it's like create your own show and like kind of take over that slot so there's like no dead air.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, oh, and then like there's just so much work to do with programming. There's so much you have to do. So I was here like all the time, 24-7. not by myself, at least it was me and DJ Drainfield. Like, it was really, like, crazy. Like, dang. I think, like, one time, like, DJ Drainfield subbed a show, or, like, sub shows from, like, 2 to, like, or, like, from 12 to, like, 6 a.m. Yeah, like, during winter break. It was crazy. Yeah, and that was 2 days in a row, by the way. Like, the same times. Like, that's what I'm saying. And the thing is, a lot of people don't know that because we don't tell anybody. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's really crazy sometimes.
The work you guys have to do.
Yeah, so I think, like, being... like, my experience, like, being programming last year, like, low-key, like, burnt me out. Dang. But I think that doesn't really have anything to do with, the, like, being core staff member. It just has to do with, like, the job.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. But this year I'm kind of bored now. Because I went from doing a crazy amount of work to being, like, normal amount of work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It just feels a little weird now. But yeah. Being core staff has been really fun, really interesting. Because I think you get to meet a lot more people. Like, I feel like I know so many people from the station, like, a majority of the DJs here, just because, like, I had to, well, I didn't have to, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of, I feel like you should, like, make an effort if you're, like, a staff member to, like, know as many people as possible.
Yeah.
Because you're the person they're going to come to, right? Like, when they have questions or whatever. But, yeah, it's been really fun. A lot of people, I've had a lot of people sub my shows because of it, or not sub my shows, shadow my shows. Like, I feel like a lot of, like, big people at the station have shadowed my shows, like... It's kind of interesting.
Wait, I was going to say me, but I didn't shadow your show.
No. No.
I shadowed... Who was it? It was the pupil.
The pupil shadowed me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Inception,
bro.
And I think it was DJ Ethereal. I also shadowed.
Yeah, I was going to say DJ Ethereal shadowed me. She didn't.
Speaking on that note, you're the reason why I joined KVS. Fun fact, guys.
Oh my god.
Micah's the reason why I joined KVS.
I'm gonna cry.
We didn't meet because of KVS.
It's
true. We met through another club called, I think it was, what was it called? It was a Chicano club.
CLCA.
CLCA.
Yeah, and now neither of us go to that club. Nobody goes.
And I remember, like, it wasn't like I met you guys there because I started showing up. Uh-huh. One of our friends, Eli, shout out Eli.
Oh, yeah, my son.
He, like, forced me to go because he was, like, because I remember always, like, complaining to him, like, I have no Latino friends. You're my only Latino friend. He's like, okay, come to CLCA then. And I'm like, no, it's late, whatever. But he forced me to go, and then that's how I met you guys.
Yeah, it was 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. Like, that is kind of...
And that was the first year. I was just like, yeah, I don't want to go.
That was crazy.
He forced me to go. And low-key, that club was kind of clicky, too. But we don't talk about that.
Yeah, no hate to them. No hate but, to them, but... You know, the following views presented the sour to our flicking. Anyway, but, like, no, I think that's why we people stopped going. It's because, like, it's kind of like in our opinion group. It was kind of a club that was run by one like little friend group. So a lot of like the activities and stuff it just like wasn't fun at some point.
We would like end up like drifting ourselves away from like whatever they were doing. And then I remember I just started hanging out with you guys, and then I remember we were walking downtown, and then you were like, oh, you want to see the radio station? And I was like, yes. I came down here, and I was like, wow. And I was like, how do I join? Like, immediately after that, I was like, I want to join. And it was, like, the middle of winter quarter, and it was, like, way too late to, like, start joining. So I joined in the spring with Morant and Naima.
Yeah.
That's how, like, it started.
I feel like, not to, this is going to sound, like, kind of, like, tooting my own horn. That's not what I'm trying to do here. But I feel like I'm the reason, quite a few people have joined the station. But I think that's just because, like, I try to recruit so heavy. Like, I feel like a lot of the people we know down here, I've convinced to join KDVS. Mm-hmm. Like the pupil, like, I begged him to join. I was like, please join the station. And then he did. Morant, Naima Money, like, I was like, please join.
I remember they didn't want to join.
They did not want to join, but I convinced them and, like, made them go to LinkedIn.
I remember that. And I was, like, the only one, because I showed up to the first seminar, but they didn't. They came to the second one and made up that first one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that because I remember Morant being like, oh, like, I missed seminar. Like, I don't even think I can join this quarter. And I was like, no, you can, actually. Exactly. And I made him go to the seminar and, like, make up a seminar. But, yeah, who else? I feel like a lot of people have joined because I've asked them or told them to join, which is awesome.
Exactly.
DJ Andromeda. Sorry. Crazy people have shadowed me. DJ Spidey shadowed me. DJ John. I don't know if people. He was a goat.
DJ John. R.I.P.
Yeah,
But the reason why I brought that up is just because you're the reason why I joined. And as you see walking around, there's some new DJs in training, or even some like new faces you've never seen before doing like 2 to 4 AMs. So what's that advice you would give to those little DJs or DJs in training?
Ooh, I think don't take anything seriously, honestly. I feel like when I joined, I was like, oh my God, like I was like scared. I was like really intimidated, and I was like my show has to be perfect. Like I had never played it. I was crazy. Like me and DJ Ethereal like stuck by every single, I mean, you should follow the rules, but like if you mess up sometimes, like it's fine. Mm-hmm. Or like if you can't like find, like, I don't know. Cause I like, we used to be really crazy about it. Like we would like go like 2 days before our show, make sure every single thing was picked out. Like, we were really, really stressed out all the time, I feel like, because of KDV. And KDV isn't supposed to be, like, something that stresses you out. So I feel like, yeah, like, don't take anything seriously. Like, obviously, like, follow the rules and do your best. Yeah, but have fun. Like, just, like, it's okay to mess up every now and then. Like, I still mess up all the time.
Yeah, don't be afraid. I almost said a no-no word.
Go to events if you'd like. Like,
if you like.
I feel like it's something I kind of regret not doing. I actually don't really go to events that much anymore, just because, like, I'm too busy, but I kind of regret my freshman year not going to more events or doing more things, like getting more involved with the station. Like, I didn't get super, super involved until my sophomore year. So yeah, that's my advice. Mm. Have fun, go to events if you'd like, and don't take anything seriously.
If you like, have fun if you like.
If you'd like, if you'd like.
They're like, no, I want to like be mad.
Follow the FCC guidelines if you'd like.
If you like, but. I remember you're telling me a story of basically, because you mentioned before you encouraged a lot of people to join, and you also mentioned before how KVS used to be really clicky, and I remember you were sharing a story how like it became kind of unclicky, if you want to share that story. Wait.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think like, and this is no like hate to the station, I love the station, the station is a great place now, but I, like I was saying, like when I first joined like my freshman year, it was, like, quote-unquote clicky, kind of, because, like, people would only really hang out with, like, the people they knew, and it kind of reminded me of CLCA, where, like, there's only, like, one group of friends that, like, kind of, like, are, like, controlling everything, in a sense, and so I think that's what made me, like, not go to events when I was, like, a freshman, or, like, really, like, hang out, like, in this, I mean, I was hanging out in the station, but when I would hang out in the station, like, nobody would be here, and I think, because a lot of people had a similar, like, sentiment, like, the station is, like, kind of unwelcoming, kind of, like, pretentious. I will say it's, I feel like it's completely changed in the last two
like
and a half years.
360, like.
Yeah, like it's so much better. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, when I first joined, it was kind of weird like that. And I think honestly, like this, like I said, not to toot my own horn, like this is not, but I think honestly, like a turning point in the station was, okay, me, DJ Spidey, Radio Raheem, and the pupil started doing this thing called Pho Friday. Every single Friday, we would go and eat pho together and we just started like making it an event. For no reason, like we started inviting people, but we'd be really dramatic about it. We'd be like, invite only. Low-key, it wasn't invite only. We would just say that because it sounded funny. We'd also do this thing where we would get cake. Well, mostly it was me who was getting the cakes. I'd like bring a cake all the time for no reason. Like we would act like we were celebrating things for no reason. Like it was just like a fun thing to do on Fridays, and we'd do this after our show Karaoke Caravan. And so like we kind of started inviting people, and I guess like, I don't know how this happened, but people started talking about it, like, in the station. And I remember somebody... Oh, yeah, so the core staff at the time, this is no hate to any of them, kind of clicky, kind of, like, weren't, like, super engaging with the community, I feel like. And, like, they wouldn't talk to people, like, really hang out with people outside of, like, who the staff members or, like, their friends, quote-unquote. Like, I had honestly... I didn't know any of them, really, like, at all. Mm-hmm. Because they just, like, were never there. They wouldn't talk to you or anything like that. But then, I don't know how the word spread, but somebody was like, oh, actually, I do know. Okay, so one day, DJ Juicebox, he used to be a DJ here. He used to be the AGM, like, 2 years ago when this was happening. He was also GM last year. But I remember we were jokingly, me and DJ Spidey were jokingly, like, saying, oh, we should invite him. We should invite, I don't know why it was him. I think just because he was in the station that day, we were like, we should invite him to Pho Friday and see if he'll go. Because we were like, we got to start moving up in the world. Obviously, like, we weren't being serious. So then neither of us asked him. We convinced our friend to ask him for us. But, like, we were standing next to him the whole time. It was really funny. And he said, yeah, I'll only go if you get me this really specific cake from a specific bakery in Japantown in San Francisco. And we were like, okay. And I think he thought we were joking about getting it, because he was obviously joking about us getting the cake. But he said, yeah, he'd go to Pho Friday. But we did it. We got the cake. Like, my friend drove for like 4 hours to get this stupid cake. The cake was really good, but it was like this coffee crunch cake or whatever. But yeah, so he drove like crazy amount of time to get this cake. And we brought it, and we pretended it was his birthday. It was not his birthday for, like, months. so we, like, bought, like, birthday candles. We bought him, like, presents, like little toys or whatever, and, like, a little birthday, like, hat. And so when he showed up, he didn't know any of this was happening, by the way. When he showed up, like, we brought out the cake, and, like, we sang happy birthday to him, and he was really confused, but he was really happy, apparently, because afterwards, he went and, like, told, like, everybody on the staff, like, about how he went to Pho Friday, and, like, we got him gifts or whatever. And he was really, he was, like, bragging, apparently. This is what another staff member told me. He was, like, bragging about going. Aww. And so because he did that, everybody started asking us to invite them to Pho Friday. So then that's when we were like, oh, like, it's invite only. So we started, like, slowly inviting different people. And then people would be like, oh, yeah, I went to Pho Friday, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I think that's kind of where it started getting less clicky, honestly. Because I feel like staff members started, like, hanging out with, like, us regular people.
Yeah. Like, wow.
Yeah, because after that, like, they started, like, talking to people more, like the community. Like, they used to, like, close the door and, like, kind of, like, hide from everybody. But then they started leaving the door open. So I think, I don't know, I feel like that was a big turning point. It was really awesome. And then, obviously, I became a staff member, like, a couple months later. And wow. I feel like that's really where, like, KVS got a little bit better with the clickiness, you know?
That was so beautiful.
Yeah.
See, you're like the starting point for KVS, basically. You like switched the station around to what it used to
be. You can say that. I'm not going to say that, but
I'm going to credit you.
Wow.
Thank
a
you.
A goat.
Dear Sunny Gravy's nodding their head.
But we're going to end the show, sadly. but I asked you to like choose a song to play for like the next. That way we can transition to
it's
the
true.
Next show. Why did you choose this song?
I love Jorge Benjor. That's my goat. I listen to him all the time. He's my favorite Brazilian artist. And I just love the song a lot. But yeah, that's my goat.
Period. Thank you for joining us.
Of course.
Peace, guys.
Bye.
Singela pra você se lembrar de mim quando ouvi no rádio. Em ondas médias, em ondas curtas e frequência modulada pra você se lembrar de mim quando ouvi no rádio. De tempo ou por falta de rádio, alguém há de passar cantando, assobiando perto de você. Mas se depois disso tudo você não conseguir ouvir porque não quis ou por algum problema, subirei, descerei o morro novamente, como guerreiro vencedor, cantando o meu hino de amor. Luciana, 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 Luciana. Luciana, 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 Luciana.
você não puder ouvir. Por falta de tempo ou por falta de rádio, alguém há de passar cantando, assobiando perto de você. Mas se depois disso tudo você não conseguir ouvir, porque não quis ou por algum problema, subirei, descerei o morro novamente, como um guerreiro vencedor, cantando o meu hino de amor.
Found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger in Greater Sacramento. Learn more at feedingamerica.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Attention KDVS listeners, how is radio reception of our signal in your area? Drop us a line and let us know. Davis, Sacramento, Roseville, even Fairfield, we'd like to better understand our coverage of the Sacramento Valley. Email your location and reception strength to our general manager at gm@kdvs.org to help us get started. Your support is greatly appreciated.
Air filled with common household allergens can cause headaches, allergies, and even asthma. Here are a few tips to help keep the air in your home fresh. Ventilate the attic and crawl spaces to prevent moisture and mold buildup. Also, use an air dehumidifier or air conditioner to control indoor humidity. To help clean air circulate, change air conditioning and furnace filters every 2 months. It's also important to service your heating and cooling systems regularly.
This organization had something to offer. It was very concrete.
A concrete political structure, whether we call it our party.
And concrete demands and a clear strategy for victory.
Everyone had to be trained on weapons. And so that changed the dynamic. In other words, the concrete conditions began to change the culture.
As well as give concrete assistance to liberation movement.
To you, to all of you, that all of you begin to think in very concrete terms.
Uh-oh. Technical difficulties in the station. You're tuned into 90.3 KDVS Davis. I'm DJ Sunday Gravy. I apologize if that opening track was sounding a little bit distorted. It looks like we're all situated, though. Like I said, this is 90.3 KDVS Davis coming at you from Lower Freeborn, the Davis Underground. I want to give a reminder to everyone listening in, whether it's over the radio waves or on the internet, that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. So very important to keep that in mind.